This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, March 14th. God's word to you today is causes, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 57, verses 18 to 19, and it says, I have seen what they do, but I will heal them anyway. I will lead them. I will comfort those who mourn, bringing words of praise to their lips. May they have abundant peace, both near and far, says the Lord who heals them. In the year 2017, projections based on statistics from infectious diseases showed that by the end of 2017, 20 million people would have died. Guess the number that would have died from obesity-related diseases, heart-related diseases, diabetes, things that have to do with diet. 50 million. It was unbelievable that for the first time in history, there were as many people dying from malnutrition as were dying from obesity. 3.4 million. Some people are dying for not having enough. Some people are dying for eating too much and overindulging. Who knows what would happen in 2020? Perhaps the numbers for obesity would have overtaken malnutrition. So when we're solving the problem of poverty, we should also solve the problem of greed. Otherwise, we'll still be losing people. Healing can happen instantly. Please read John 5, verses 8 to 9. Jesus said, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. And instantly the man was healed. Healing can happen gradually because sometimes God starts the work and the work moves gradually, but it gets done. Mark 8 is a classic example of someone that needed a second touch from God. In this case, the healing was not instant, it happened gradually. The question is, why are some healings instant while some are gradual? I do not know if anyone fully knows the answer to that. But the obvious thing is this. Many times, God regulates the pace of his power to the slowness of our faith. As you can believe, you will receive it. The greater and higher the capacity to believe, the greater and higher the ability to receive. Most times, it is not an issue of God's power, but rather an issue of our faith. Sometimes, it is not an issue of God's power, but an issue of our physical body. God knows that because of perhaps our minds, some changes have to be gradual so that we can physically adjust to the change. However, you can be healed instantly or gradually, but all will be healed ultimately. Eventually, everybody will be healed. Even people that have been praying and it appears there is no healing. Everybody will be healed, even if it means on the resurrection day. All our bodies will be made whole. Note that this is not a cop-out. It is the reality. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 43 says, our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. This is how God operates. Healing could be instantly, or it could be gradually, but ultimately, everyone will be healed. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, send your word into my situation and heal. Fill my mouth with abundant praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.